to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry this morning. Thank you very much for letting me be here. All right, let's go to the phones. Jan in Green Bay, thank you very much for calling in. What can we do for you?
Well, you can do a lot for me that you've already done, in fact. I happen to know Joe Walsh, whom you just mentioned, and Joe is a fine, fine man. He was a representative for a term, but it wasn't in any way due to the Republican Party that he ran on. Joe is an ex-teacher, and Joe went around on his bicycle door to door to get votes. He didn't get a nickel from his party. That's the kind of guy Joe is. He sticks to it, and he says what's true, and it's just a pleasure to be to know him as a friend. That's my first one. Now, I've got a whole clip to empty if you're ready.
Go for it.
Okay. We get to the news here. We're talking political correctness. Let me tell you, political correctness, according to Washington, there's a word that must never, ever be mentioned. In fact, there's two of them. One of them is terrorist. The other is victory. Those words are not to be mentioned in Washington. That's the problem
right there.
At the top.
Give me an example. What do you mean by that?
Well, we don't speak of victory, and we don't act like we're interested in any victory. We're just going for these little serial sacrifices of our men in godforsaken places all over the world. But there's no goal. There's no...
You have a very good point, because victory would mean that we're better than our opponent. And again, that goes back to the political correct dialogue and the verbiage that we're trying to use, that we're not better. We're just defending and doing the... I haven't even heard us say, really, that we were doing the right thing. One of the things that does offend me is during the anniversary of 9/11, the news agencies are scrubbed of the graphic and horrible images of what happened on that day. I can understand that we are to, you know, allow the nation to heal. But as long as we are in the battle against these radical Islamic coward terrorists, we need to be aware of the pain of why we're fighting. Why, you know, this happened 13 years ago. 9/11, 2001. This happened, 13 years ago. There's an entire generation that have no idea the graphic horror of what happened on the 9/11 attacks because they were way too young.
And doesn't that bring me to my second beef? I have a brother who has a television. I don't have one. I won't have one. And he tunes into Telemundo and any Spanish station because they do offer those images. They do not scrub them.
Well, they
and,
offer a lot of images.
When I listen to the news, and Fox is not anything that is exempt here, they talk in rotation about ignition recalls and the Washington Redskins and gay marriage and other fictions that they think we ought to know and annoy. And then they sprinkle in ad council sermons on how terrible things are. There's no candor, intelligence, and goodwill among these people.
Gotcha. Jan, thank you very much for calling in. I want you to do me a favor. Hold on. Don't hang up. The producer wants to talk to you very, very quickly. I got a couple questions I want to ask you off the air. So, Jan, thank you very, very much for calling in. The issue of language, this can be very, very harsh. And let me just go off on a real tangent just for 2 seconds. If we have an environment that will not allow us to be honest and real in our conversation, then you are limiting the expression of ideas. You limit the expression of ideas, and you limit the society's ability to protest. You dumb them down with, you dilute the education to where they don't know any better. You dilute and change history to where they don't know what to expect or what's coming when it's clearly the words are written on the wall. And then you put this limitation on, well, you can't say that. You're going to offend somebody. You've now put society in a box, And that gives government, whatever form of government, the better ability to be in total control. Now, I am not saying that the United States within the next 10 years is going to be a tyrannical circumstance. We're not going to have a king. We're not going to have a dictator. We're not going to have something of that nature. But again, we have to be careful that we don't allow it to slide very slowly, even an inch in that direction. Free speech was so important to our founding fathers that it's an issue in our Constitution. The ability to express oneself without being in fear of retribution is a key issue. And when you have a broadcaster, whether they be a liberal, whether they be a conservative, it doesn't matter. When you have an individual that's on the air and having an intelligent conversation and pointing out hypocrisy in language and is yanked off the air because, oh my gosh, it's going to offend somebody, that's cowardice. The management of his radio station, WIND-AM, that management team should be ashamed of yourself. You should be completely ashamed of yourself. You're nothing but cowards. Stand up. See what happens. All right, let's talk, like I said, I was going to shift gears a little bit and talk about global warming. The global warming advocates hold very dear the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's work. They hold this up as the holy grail of scientific studies. They say, listen, you and you doubters out there, you can have all your opinions you want, but we have the research from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration the research on the surface temperature of the Earth. That research is done by the U.S. Historical Climatology Network. They work under the guidelines of NOAA. Therefore, this is hard science. The science is concluded. The science is a fact. And therefore, there is no more discussion, right? Oh, rats. No, it's not a done deal. there's a blog that is written that is skeptical of global warming. And this blog, in its research, has come out. The gentleman who writes this is Stephen Goddard. He writes a blog called Real Science. And he is showing in his blog how NOAA and the U.S. Historical Climatology Network have, instead of publishing the results of actual temperature readings from around the world, instead of producing and publishing the actual readings of the instrumentation, they publish the computer models. Now, what this is doing is the models, according to all the information of global warming and so forth, is supposed to be showing that we're warming, things are getting more drastic, the polar bears are dying. Wait a minute, the polar bears, their population increased like 5 or 6, 7 times over the last few years. Okay, well, let's not use that fact. Okay, let's not use the truth. Let's put that aside. Oh, the polar ice caps are melting at a horrible rate, and it's due to global warming. Well, wait a minute. There's other areas where the ice has grown more than it has in decades, and they're finding that a lot of the melting of some of these polar ice caps are because of active underground volcanoes. Crap, we can't use that fact either. So what happens is they use computer models. That they listen, you know how computers work. You put in the data, it prints out a report. The data that is being used is skewed. The computer models are the guesstimates. The computer models are the exaggerations of reality. As a matter of fact, if you were to really use the actual information from the temperature measurements, you would find that the United States, specifically, has been cooling since the 1930s. Oh, boy. The effect of this change, this manipulation of the information, according to NOAA and the others, now this is the holy grail of science, this has been to downgrade earlier temperatures and exaggerate those from recent decades to give the impression that the Earth has been warming up much more than it is justified by the actual data. in several posts headed data tampering at USHCNGISS. The individual that wrote this, Goddard, compares the currently published temperature graphs with those that are based only on the temperatures that were actually measured, and these show that the United States has actually been cooling since the 1930s, the hottest decade on record. Whereas the latest graph, nearly half of it is based on this fabricated data, shows it to have been warming at a rate equivalent more than 3 degrees per century. Warming. The report that the scientists, this factual information says we've been warming at 3 degrees centigrade per century. And the truth is, no, we haven't. As a matter of fact, we've been cooling. A little more information about the reality. So it goes back to why? Why is this continuing to be the case? This is just ridiculous. Why are we continuing to be fed a line of crap? Follow the money. The President of the United States is using this as a means to diminish the United States and American exceptionalism. Plain and simple. You put reins and diminish the capacity of the only thing that we have that we're exceptional at. You diminish it. You put these shackles, these financial shackles on energy companies, on manufacturing, etc., and you cause terrific financial havoc on our economy. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, we're going to take another break. If you want to be a part of the program, when we come back, 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for Jerry Bader. Don't go anywhere.
The Jerry Bader Show.